White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio, Amy Edwards and Whitney Strop
on National Moon Day.
Whitney, I bought you a present.
Yay!
Yes, I'm going to give it to you right now.
All right. Oh.
I just saw this, and it made me think of you, so...
Okay.
You know, I still got the price
tag on it. It's a very large plastic...
It's just a plastic bag.
Plastic bag.
I got to take the price tag off.
It's okay. My contacts aren't working properly. Okay. I'm probably not going to be able to read it.
Anyway. Okay, here you go.
All right.
This is for you.
Thank you.
Like, embroidery...
Oh my gosh, I love it. It is. It's one of these embroidery circles. What are these called?
I don't know.
Where they embroidered the words "That's what," and then a little hyphen and "she." Like that's she what she quoted. Said. She is quoted. That's what. Oh my gosh, I love it.
I thought you might like it.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I may have to take a photo with better lighting. There we go. That's what she.
That's what she.
Well, you know.
That is one of my favorite things to say.
It's the best.
And you totally nailed it one day on Instagram because I have these dogs, these bulldogs, and they have, you know, stomach issues or whatever. They have so many issues. They're very expensive dogs. I wish I had known. So I can only give them certain things and they don't get to snack a lot or whatever. But I have these two big, like, nylar, bones.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, you think stepping on a Lego brick is painful for those parents out there who have Legos all over their house? This is the most painful thing to step on. And my mom and I, she lives with me, are constantly stepping on these bones. Constantly. And so
we're not watching
where we're going, and the dogs just leave them wherever. And so we're just walking across the living room, and all of a sudden one of us will just like go, oh!
Because they chew it into points.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is painful, and you're barefoot. You mm-hmm. know, we take our shoes off in the house. So it is excruciatingly painful, but also hilarious, because as long as I'm not the one that stepped on it and I'm watching my mom step on it, it is an immediate crowd pleaser. It is so funny, but it's very painful and it immediately puts you in a bad mood, you know? So one day on Instagram, I just took a picture of it and I was like, this bone will be the death of me. And I didn't even realize what gold I had there. And in comes Amy Edwards with, that's what she said.
Thank you.
And became the you know... You broke the internet that day on my Instagram.
Well,
man.
I have looked up the origin of that's what she said.
Okay.
Are you at all familiar with that?
No. Does it come from like Seinfeld or something?
No, not even close. It's way, way older, if you can believe this.
Okay.
So they were saying that some of the earliest documented cases of the phrases were on Saturday Night Live in the 70s. Chevy Chase said it once during Weekend Update in the show's first season. And of course, you know, SNL's used it over the years. But okay, here's what it says. The joke is a twist. This is via Thrillist. The joke is a twist of a much older British phrase that tracks back more than a century to some point in the Edwardian period. So this is not, this does not get old. It does not,
this does not get old. Even in the Edwardian.
Yes.
Period.
Even the Edwardian. I can't do it. The line was, as the actress says to the bishop, in reference to actresses whose company could be purchased after performances, confessing
hookers.
Their sins to clergymen. It was used the same way as that's what she said. Ah, as the actress says to the bishop, highlighting an unintended double entendre. So apparently a test reel for Alfred Hitchcock's Blackmail, I don't know, it doesn't say what year that was, where they used that, as the girl said to the soldier or whatever, then that was the first version of that's what she said. But anyway, then it spilled on into Chevy Chase. But of course, The Office was really
that
really hit hard.
Yes.
So Ricky Gervais started using it. He actually used as the actress said to the bishop in the original British version of The Office. So I guess that still is said around. But when the show was adapted for American audiences, Steve Carell kept the phrase attached to the character. But of course, you know,
it was
did it like that. So I do have right now, if you'd like to listen to at least a few, this is yes. 6 minutes, but it's every oh, wow. That's what she said
on the
joke
office?
From the office.
Oh my gosh.
Ever. Let's do it.
Such a great TV show.
Okay. Every that's what she said. Ever.
What is that? Jim?
No, thanks. I'm good.
That's what she said. Pam?
My mother's coming.
That's what she said. Wow, that is really hard. You really think you can go all day long?
Well, he's trying not to say it.
Always left me satisfied and smiling, so.
That's what she said. Michael.
Why did you get it so big?
Hey, that's what she said.
Does the skin look red and swollen?
That's what she said.
That's my joke. Damn it, Dwight.
That's what she said.
Right, how about the Phyllis Angela dispute?
You already did me.
That's what she said.
At least we put this matter to bed. That's what she said. Or he said.
I can't stay on top of you 24/7.
Everyone has a zoom in on his face, and I love it.
That tastes so good in my mouth.
That's what she said.
I want to give you something.
Oh. That's what she said?
You know, sometimes I think it's not written scripted.
I
know,
I
right?
You to think about it long and hard. That's what she said. Don't you dare.
Michael? Hey, Buttercup. I am on my way. I should be there in about 15.
Wait, let's just blow this party off.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Why is this so hard? That's what she said. Oh my God, what did I say?
No, I need two men on this. That's what she said. No time, but she did. No time!
Can you make that straighter? That's what she said.
Did you plan that?
No.
Can you make that straighter? That job looks hard. You should put your mouth on that. How can you even use that one naturally?
Blowing up balloons, I thought.
The best way to start is to hit start. And up comes the toolbar. That's what she said.
Eat it, Phyllis. Dip it in the water so it'll slide down your gullet more easily.
That's what she said. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm going to be saying it all day.
Good. And now you have a sign to remind you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
What she said.
That's what she said.